Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 606. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Artful Dodger, a band from Fairfax, Virginia that were active in the 70s. That song is called Not Enough, and it was on the band's second album, Honor Among Thieves, that came out in 1976. They released four albums between 75 and 80, and I'd like to pick them all up, but that's the first one I've been able to find in the used bin at a price that I think is reasonable enough. I got good music for you this week, lots of indie pop, actually. We're going to start here with Field School. This song is called Moon Jellies.
Well,
I was about as happy as can be, unless you listen to the lyrics. I like songs like that. That's the band Free Loan Investments. They're from Stockholm. The song is Kick His Balls Out. That's on an EP called Ever Been to Mexico that came out in 2002 on Shelf Life, and Where It's At is Where You Are. Came out, it said 2002. They were active early 2000s. That's the first thing I have from them. And maybe I'll get some more. I enjoyed that. Before that, we heard from Field School with the song Moon Jellies. That was on their Hey Satellite EP that just came out April 1st of this year on their own Small Craft Advisory label. That band from Olympia, Washington. You can pick that one up on cassette or digitally if you want to visit Bandcamp. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works before we get too deep into this. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More indie pop for you here. This is Sea Bear with Making It All Up. positively in love with that song. It's called Sunday. It's by Sea Lemon. That's the project of Natalie Liu, based out of Seattle, Washington. You can pick that up on a 5-song cassette called Close Up. It came out May 20th of this year on Spirit Goth Recordings, or find that one on Bandcamp. It's the only thing the band has released, but rest assured, when something else comes out, I will pick it up, and you will hear it here on the Too Much Rock podcast. Before that, we heard from Torre from San Francisco. The song is Recording 119. It was the band's first single from the album Something Happy that just came out April 1st of this year on Discontinuous Innovation, a full-length cassette, or again, find that one on Bandcamp. And they have a 2019 EP as well. I haven't picked that up yet, but I like the album enough that I'll probably go back and get that one too. And before that, we heard from Sea Bear with the song Make It All Up. That's on the In Another Life album that just came out April 1st on More Music. The band has been hiding for a while, but it's nice to have them back. That Reykjavik 7-piece is a little too arty for me at times, a little too polished, but there's also so much beauty in there. And you may know that voice as Soli Steffensdotter from Sinn Féin, who is in that project as well. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 606. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We've got Bob Log III at the Mini Bar on the 14th. On the 15th, Bon Iver is at the Starlight, or Hazing Over is at Encore. Churches are playing the Uptown on the 16th, which didn't interest me a whole lot until I saw that Fan Club Walla is opening that show. Now I have to figure out how to try to get there. Because that same night, Jiminy Parks is playing at Mini Bar, and that is the new project from Josh Berwinger, the band's very first show, and the first taste of the band. I don't think he's leaked any singles or anything yet. On the 17th, Gully Boys are at the Record Bar, or the Rainmakers are at Stagecoach Park out in Olathe, or Jerry is playing the Deep Space. That is the last show ever at that venue, so you might want to go out there and be a part of history. On the 18th, Bad Diary Days are playing at Farewell. That is the Pit of the Lion show. On the 18th, also is Deco Auto at the Rhino. On the 19th, Midwest Telegram playing an all-emo show at the Greenhouse. On the 20th, Brian Wilson's at the Starlight. 21st, Jeff Rosenstock is at the Bottleneck. Broncho is at the Record Bar on the 23rd. Modern English comes to the Record Bar on the 24th. And the 25th, the Record Bar is Mont at Oz. You can make it 3 nights in a row there. Looking in July, Bright Eyes at the Uptown on the 1st. Root Beer Richie at the Replay on the 2nd. Todd Rundgren is playing the Uptown on the 3rd. Or Frank Turner is playing Liberty Hall that night. And 4th of July show, you're going to want to see the Whiffs at Club Sandwich. All right, we got time for one more track here. I'm going to play something by the band Drifter from Lawrence, Kansas. I'm going to play The Tide. It's off of a new release called Herald, which is basically a 2.5-song live demo recorded on stage at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. It's a post-everything sort of recording. It's a little post-metal, a little post-rock, and even feels a little gothy in some ways, at least textured in a Dead Can Dance sort of way. So give this one a listen. I think you'll find something you can drift off here too. And well, just when you think you might go to sleep, you'll probably get hit with something that scares the hell out of you. And that's kind of fun, isn't it? Anyway, this is Drifter. The song's The Tide. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.